Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
My name's Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are mad about Mickey, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice, the fan who's thinking about or currently planning your first trip to Walt Disney World, and your only knowledge of Frozen is when you go into the freezer for a bag of peas, then this is definitely the podcast for you. Every week, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories and their top tips for times at the parks. This week, our superfan is Claire.
I'm a veggie, but the turkey legs, the kids love the turkey legs. They stopped hitting each other with them by the end of it.
They sound like a handful. We'll also be answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting the latest news and all the events from the parks if you're heading over to Orlando in the next few weeks. All the essential information. And make sure you keep in touch. We are on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Don't forget, you can send your questions over if you've got any queries about planning, something you need to know, any top tips. We'll do our best to answer. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical, like Brian has done, who is going for the first time on the free dining plan next year. First time we've been with free dining, but we want to know where would be the best steak in the park. Two answers for this. There's the popular answer and then there's my answer. The popular answer would tell you to go to Le Cellier in Epcot, which I totally agree with. Great steakhouse, probably your number one choice for steak when you think of Walt Disney World. But my personal preference would be the Yachtsman, which is literally just on the doorstep for Epcot if you go to the Yacht and Beach Club. Both of these steakhouses are 2 credits on the dining plan, by the way, so maybe you just want to go for 2 steak nights when you're on your holiday. If you do go to the Yachtsman, make sure you try the garlic bread, because they bring you this massive clove of garlic which has been roasted in the oven, and you kind of like squeeze the cloves out and put them on the bread, and the steak is also very good as well. Share the Chateau Brian, that's my top tip for you. Also, we've had a question here. Now, I see where this is coming from, because there's been a story in the news over the last week or two about stuff you can bring back to the UK if you're flying. Jake Dixon on Instagram has sent me a message saying, we're going to Florida over the next couple of weeks. We're only bring back loads of clothes and souvenirs. Is there any restrictions on what we can bring back? The big story is, if you go to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, which opened the other week, there are some exclusive Coca-Cola products, but the bottles are a totally different shape, really highly collectible. But people have been trying to get through on a plane with them, check luggage and carry-on luggage, and they're not allowed because the TSA in America prohibited them on US flights because they look like replica explosives. And this has only been a handful of cases, by the way. It's just to be wary of that. I think it has actually been sorted out now, though, but obviously you don't want to take a full Coke bottle through your hand luggage anyway. One other thing to be wary about, if you're bringing back snow globes, a lot of people, if you get the big snow globes and you're bringing them back in your hand luggage because you don't want to put them in check-in luggage because you're going to get damaged, bear in mind, snow globes, there's a lot of liquid in there, so you can't bring that through hand luggage. So make sure you've packed it really tight if you are getting one of those, because if you get to the airport and you can't bring his hand luggage, then you're not going to be able to bring it home at all. Just a few things to be wary of. Any questions? PodMagical, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram is where you need to go. Same place to give us a shout if you fancy being on the podcast one week for a chat about your Walt Disney World memories. And that is what Claire has done. She's our guest on the show this week. So what do you love about Walt Disney World, Claire?
Oh, just everything. It is just a magical place. It's just like somewhere that it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. It's like walking into a magical world where everything is basically like how everything is in my head on a daily basis, but in real life.
It's like somebody's made your brain and put it in Florida.
Yay! I just like walking there. It's just the whole feel of it. I know it sounds stupid, but like the smells of it, the thrill of the rides, the excitement of meeting all the characters who, it's just like, I can't ever get it out of my head. It's like, and we always play a game with the kids, always going, it's like, right, we're going to have a bet to see who's the first character you're going to see. And it's just little things like that. So it's like, we all have a little thing and we go, right, okay, who's it going to be? And we all guess on it. And it's generally, believe it or not, it's generally always Pluto.
Oh, is it? I might start. Yeah. I might introduce this game.
Right, you have to play it.
We'll put this out on Twitter now. Look out for the first character that you see. So when was the first time you went over?
The first time I went was in 2011. And I remember clearly because I thought I wanted to get to, because my kids are quite tall. So I wanted to get to an age where I knew they'd get on all the rides.
Get your money's worth then, don't you?
Well, exactly. Yeah, of course they had to do that. But you have a choice, don't you, when you go to the Magic Kingdom? You can either go on a train or a boat, can't you?
Either the monorail or the boat.
That's the one. Well, of course, it had to be the boat for me. And I was literally on the boat. I had me little shorts, my Tigger vest on. I was jumping up and down more than Tigger, honestly. And the kids were going, will you just calm down? I was going, I can't wait to get in there. I can't wait to get in there. I can't wait to get in there. And it was just that boat ride over was just one of the most, I'll never forget it for the rest of my life. I actually thought I was going to throw myself overboard with excitement.
Were the kids as excited, or was the whole holiday basically just for you as an excuse?
It was basically just for me, to be perfectly honest. They were like, come on, let's go home now. No, they weren't. Actually, to be fair, do you know what I like most about going there is like kind of, because particularly my lad, who's a little bit older, he gets to the age where it's like kind of not that cool to be at Disney. And so the first couple of days, you've got the pouty pictures. Mm. By the end of it, he's got the full on Mickey gloves on. He's got a big smile on his face. And he's like stood next to one of the characters going, look, here I am. Let's do a selfie. I just love the fact that everyone can be kids again. And it's taking you away from all the misery of the outside world.
I always like looking out for the miserable kids at Disney, because you usually get like the goths. So it's like the 15-year-old lads who are dressed head to toe in black with eyeliner, and it's 90 degrees in Florida and they're being dragged around.
Do you know, that's so true. And you just think, how can you not have fun in Disney? Just everything about it. And you know, like I say, all the rides, I mean, obviously all the food's amazing as well. I came back nearly looking like a pretzel the last time I went, because I was just like, oh, let's have a pretzel for breakfast, lunch and dinner. But it's just the way that every single character that you meet, it makes it, particularly with the kids as well, it makes them feel like they've never met another kid before. And that's what I love about it.
So of the times you've been, what's been your favourite memory, that one standout when you think of Walt Disney World? What does it think of that time?
I remember the second time we went, we stayed at the Art of Animation Hotel. And we flew out on the Friday and the hotel had opened on the Thursday. So like to sort of walk in, nobody had slept in the room before. Even stupid things like there was still like polythene over the toilet seat. Nobody had been in these rooms before. And it was like sort of like an apartment thing, and the table pulled out into a bed, and everywhere you went, there was just something else exciting. But I also remember like going in the pool, and because it was a Nemo themed one, if you swam underwater, it was playing all music and you could hear it.
No, because I can't swim, so I've never got to experience this. But a lot of people say Art of Animation, if you've got little kids, go there, and the swimming pool's the best because of that.
It was just amazing. And even of a night, like, because obviously it's quite warm of a night, and they put like a screen on with all the films, and then like I say, you can still go underwater. And I just remember sat in the pool with the kids at like 11:30 when you've been knackered walking around the park all day, and just sat in the pool like watching like films and going underwater and hearing like under the sea.
Bringing it to life. So is that your favourite place to stay? Do you prefer property, or have you stayed off site?
I've stayed off site. We've rented a villa and done that. But at the Art of Animation, it was just, I mean, we just did a week there. And I think because you've got like, you know, you get up of a morning, you'd have the Disney bus and you were on the shuttle. I think that whole moment of driving through those gates. The other thing we used to do as well, you're going to think we're all mad. Like me and the two kids, the three of us would sit there. And we, you know, as you got nearer and nearer to the sign, we'd be going, and we're going through in 10, 9, 8. And we'd be like that as we were going through. But I also remember that my daughter, she must have only been about 3 or 4, and all she wanted to do was go on the Tower of Terror. And I was like, she's never going to make the height limit for this at 3. I was like, she's never going to make it. So I bounced her over there, because my son was bottling a bit, actually, to be honest. So I bounced her over there to prove she couldn't get on it. Well, she made the height limit. I nearly threw up. I was like, oh, here we go. She went on the Tower of Terror at the age of 3 because she was tall enough.
Wow.
Honestly.
What have you been feeding these kids? And
they're massive. My kids are 6 foot and 6'4". I'm like a little, like, walking around in between them. But I think two favourite characters of mine are Tinkerbell and Tigger. And meeting them, there's just nothing comes close to meeting Tinkerbell and Tigger. And Small World as well. It was always the ride that we kind of got there. And we go, we've got to go on Small World, because it was just the one thing that always reminded us of when they were kids and stuff.
So is that your favourite ride or attraction, Small World, or have you got another one?
I love Small World, but I love the Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yes, with Aerosmith.
Yeah, you couldn't get too more extreme, could you? I remember actually, I'm such a bad parent, wait for this. So my kids loved rides and stuff, but they're always a bit scared about the thought of going upside down. So I thought, today's the day. I really want to go on the rock and roller coaster. So I got them in the queue and I went, you're all right. It doesn't go upside down, this one. You'll be fine.
It's not fast. It's it's a small world, but with Aerosmith.
Exactly. That was my explanation. Well, within 30 seconds, within 3 seconds, you're upside down. They loved it. After that, they never looked back. So I just chucked them on and off we went. And it was great. We went on about 15 times in a week then.
Isn't it funny that with my other off, exactly the same, never been on it before, didn't know that it just launches straight away. Not a fan of roller coasters. Went on it and loved it.
Absolutely.
Had a fear of roller coasters. Literally, want to go. Can we go on it straight again? Straight away.
It's such a good ride. And I think the thing is as well, but particularly it's in the studios one, isn't it, where they have all the fireworks and everything of an evening.
Fantasmic,
and all
yeah.
the Fantasmic, that's it. And watching that, I mean, the amount of times I just sit there and I find myself like crying and I think, what am I crying for? But it's just the whole emotion of it. And you watch it and you get so taken into it and you turn around, you look at the kids' faces and you're like, gosh, you can't, it's just money can't buy memories, isn't it?
Totally. So we're talking about food before, so you like your food. Any particular places to eat that you liked? Anything particular that you wanted to eat?
There's a big, I can't remember the name of it for the life of me when I was thinking about this. It's a massive ship and it's like a fish restaurant.
Down at Disney Springs.
That's it, yeah. And I remember taking them in there and they were like, it's funny because you see your kids try all different things and they've got like white bait and you just sat there and they were trying crab and it was lovely. But there, and I always go to the Rainforest Cafe. There's nothing better than when you sat there and you see all the like elephants, like all, you know, making all the noises and all the storms and stuff. It is just brilliant.
Paddlefish is the name of the restaurant you were thinking.
That's the one. Paddlefish. Yep. Well done. That's
Paddlefish.
It, yeah.
Just a little bit of quick Googling there. To be honest, Claire, dead easy.
So you're much faster than me, aren't you? Yeah.
Have you got a snack list? A lot of people now have a snack list that they've got to work their way through. And if they've not gone through the snack list, then they've not had a great holiday. You know, like having the Dole Whip or the Mickey bars or a turkey leg.
Yeah. But like, the turkey, see, I'm a veggie, but the turkey legs, the kids love the turkey legs. They stopped hitting each other with them by the end of it. But the pretzels, I mean, honestly, I never ever tried that. You know, and they're massive, aren't they? But you just have them and you think, oh, I can't possibly eat another one. And then you've walked around for 4 hours and you go, actually, do you know what? I probably can.
Yeah, worked up an appetite. Totally.
Oh, they were my absolute favourite. And they do, obviously, like in all the hotels and everything, anything like the Mickey pizzas. Oh, they're nice. Little Mickey shaped pizzas. I think just because the Mickey Mouse shape, that was the whole reason I had
everything
them.
Tastes no better way. When it's Mickey Mouse shaped.
Of course it does, yeah.
Mickey Mouse shaped pretzels. As a vegetarian, how did you get on? Did you find good things to eat? Was it quite easy?
Yeah, I think the second time I went, it was actually like a lot healthier because it was like, I know it sounds a bit boring, but I think sort of the first time I went, I kind of found it was all like fast food and hot dogs and burgers and things like that. But there was loads of other choices, you know, like wraps and different stuff. I don't think you'd ever struggle to eat. And there's loads of fish. You see, I'm a pescatarian, not just a pest. So I eat loads of fish. So that side of it was really good. But some nights you just like, you get in the park and I do have to have an itinerary, by the way. We literally get back to the hotel and I plan my itinerary for the next day because otherwise you won't get to meet who you wanted to meet, the characters you want to do, to be at a certain point, to be at the parade. It's like a military operation when I go. So some days you'd be in the park from like first thing and then you'd leave at like 10 o'clock at night. So a lot of it's sort of like snacking along the way, isn't it? And to like keep them entertained if you are in a queue for a while. Just go, there you go, have an ice cream.
We'll get more of your top tips soon. Also want to find out how you get to Busch Gardens because I know you're a fan of Busch Gardens. First up, let's get the latest news from Walt Disney World. And there's actually not a lot of new news this week. We had D23 a couple of weeks ago with a lot of big announcements. Obviously, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge has now opened. And the last few days, everybody over in Florida has been worried about the hurricane. So not a lot of new things that have come out of Walt Disney World in terms of big news. There's a new automated photo pass if you're having a photograph taken with Chewbacca over at Hollywood Studios. There's some brand new magic bands that are out as well. If you're a fan of Rock and Roller Coaster, you can get a Rock and Roller Coaster magic band. There's also some classic Disney character magic bands with the likes of Chip and Dale and Donald Duck. You know the classic animation? You know, like the new Mickey Mini? I'm not too keen on that, but some of the classic ones are now available on Magic Band. And also, if you want to go and see the brand new Cirque du Soleil show, which opens next year at Disney Springs, this is one that was announced over at D23 a couple of weeks ago. This is Cirque du Soleil at combining with Disney animation, so it's going to be a new show with amazing circus performances with a story that goes back to classic Disney animation. Tickets for that are now on sale through the Cirque du Soleil website. The first performance is a preview performance, which is on the 25th of March. Anything else going on over the next 7 days between now and the next podcast? We'll do our best to keep you updated, so make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and on Instagram. We are at PodMagical. Back to this week's guest, Claire, with some top tips about getting to Busch Gardens very soon. But first up, you're disappointed because, well, somebody had a transformation into a princess in the park. Was it you?
Now, unfortunately, I was too old to do that.
Oh,
but my
the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. So this is where you can have like a princess makeover,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. And the first time we went, she did Jasmine. And the second time we went, she was Belle. And honestly, just sat there in the castle, seeing her face, and she's getting all this hair done. She came out looking like a, I mean, it was like 70 million degrees. And she's bouncing around in this big Belle dress with all her makeup done because she refused to take it off because she was like, I am Belle for the day. This is me. It was just fantastic. That was another amazing, amazing experience.
Was that something you booked before you went, or did you do it when you were actually there?
No, I booked that before I went because I knew again that I thought, because the first time we went, we really struggled to get her in. So I thought, right, I'll book it the next time we go before you go, because you get like sort of the slot that you want and you can fit things around in it then. Just absolutely magical. Even all the shows, because I remember like a High School Musical and stuff was out.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
do you remember
Hollywood
the High School
Studios.
Musical show? Yeah, and that was amazing because you'd sit there and they'd like, oh my goodness, we met Gabby. And I think the good thing about the studios is they kind of all like come round, don't they? So you don't, and you know, it's not official meet and greets, just characters like Daisy Duck and just bounce out of nowhere and you're like, oh, they're there.
There they are in the street.
I know, I get all starstruck by them.
Daisy's usually there as you walk in.
Yeah, she is. She's right
Daisy
there.
Daisy and Donald, just by the entrance. Are. Although I think maybe recently they've just been switched with Chip and Dale.
They're dead cute, those, aren't they? But I just, honestly, it's just, I'm literally feel like I'm gonna come off here, I'm going to go book
I'm
going to
go and book
again.
It straight away. Yeah, now the Star Wars has opened. Outside Disney in Orlando, did you do anything else? Shopping, any other theme parks or anything?
We did Busch Gardens, which was just fantastic. That was great. And obviously we did both Universals. Again, they were just absolute, because as much as we like all the like magic at Disney, thing. I mean, I'm a massive adrenaline junkie, so I've kind of bred that into my kids. So, like I say, you can tell with the Rock and Roller Coaster, I've literally thrown them on everything from day one. So that side of it was good, you know, doing all the Hulk rides and things. I think Universal's for slightly older kids. It's like, and I don't want to say this in a bad way, but sort of like Disney, but a bit without as much magic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't get that sort of, yes, you get all the big rides, but you don't get that kind of, oh, I can be a big kid again. Not that ever affects me.
What about Busch Gardens? Because that is quite away from Orlando, isn't it? It's a good hour or two drive. And I know that they've got a free shuttle bus. How did you get there? Did you hire a car or get a taxi?
I drove there, actually, because it was just like, we're going to have to drive to this. The first time we went, we didn't go. And everyone was like, how come you lot, knowing like the way you three are, how come you never went to Busch Gardens? I was like, oh, it was miles away, I couldn't be bothered. And the second time I went to Disney, I was like, oh my goodness, we're going to have to go and do this. And we did that, and that was just fantastic. But there's also, you know, like the main drive as well. There's like, have you done the Crazy Golf?
On International Drive?
On International Drive, there's a massive Crazy Golf. That is fabulous. We used to always do that really late at night. We'd like maybe grab something to eat in like Denny's or somewhere like that. And then we'd go and do the Crazy Golf of the night, and that was just fantastic as well. Oh, God, you know what we haven't mentioned as well? The water parks.
Oh, of course, yeah. Parks. A lot of people don't mention the water parks.
Oh,
you kind of forget
God.
About them.
No, the water. And I tell you what, speaking of food, have you ever had one of the ice cream buckets in the water parks?
No.
It is a, you haven't lived. Right, you've got to get there. It's like a tin bucket, right? And it is full of ice cream. Okay, loads of cream, everything. You literally, it takes like the three of us physically couldn't manage it between us. But is it Blizzard Beach or Typhoon Lagoon where you've got the cable car that goes up?
That is Blizzard Beach, I think.
Blizzard
yeah, because it's the old ski resort, isn't it, that's starting
to
melt. That's the idea.
That's the one, yeah. So I was going up in the cable car. I was going up with my daughter. And the next minute, I just see Michael just doing the sheer drop. And I kind of thought, ooh, that's, I think out of everything in Disney or any ride I've ever been near, the only thing I've ever had any apprehension on is that drop in Blizzard Beach, because you look and you think, I can't actually see anything down there. And then you get in. Yeah. And I was like, but I went in and was like, oh yeah, this is great. You see, we did that. And, but I mean, I'm thinking even like Animal Kingdom, you know, the Yeti ride, things like that. That's just fantastic. And we do something every single day, but I always go back to Disney because that's my place.
Now that the kids are a little bit older, would they still go? Like if you went, okay, we're going to go next year, but you've got to pay for yourselves. Would they go?
Absolutely. Oh, they'd be there in shock. They wouldn't pay for themselves like they'd expect me to pay for them. That's by the by. But yeah, to be fair, we were talking about it and we were talking about holidays next year because they've sort of wanted a beach holiday the last couple of years, but they've come back round again now and they've gone, I'd love to go to Disney. I want to go back to Disney. I want to go back to Disney. And you're like, oh, okay, I don't need much encouragement. So I would imagine it'll be happening either next year or the year after.
Yeah, maybe next year for the 50th. That's what a lot of people are saying. 2021. Yeah.
That'd be great. Imagine that just the whole part of being the celebration, because Disney know how to celebrate, don't they?
Oh, don't they just?
It's just incredible.
Right, I'll let you go and research prices then for flights and stuff.
Thanks
like
very
that.
Much. Yeah, we should go together. I've got my itinerary all going here. It's all
you,
getting
you know
settled.
You don't even have to ask me, and if you need me to help with your itinerary, I'm totally all over that as well.
I think we make
fireworks.
A great team.
Lovely catching up with you, Claire. Have a magical day.
Oh, yay. Hey there, hi there, ho there. It's a Disney candidate.
You'll be heading over to the parks over the next few days, over the weekend. The weather is going to be, well, it's a lot less hurricane-y than it has been over the week. In fact, not looking like a bad week in Orlando over the next few days. Hot, sunny, still temperatures in the low 30s. Not too many showers around either. The crowds should be moderate as well. Obviously, we've got these extra magic hours, or extra magic hours. Hollywood Studios is going to be open from 6 o'clock in the morning if you're a hotel guest. And then Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom will open from 7, and then the regular parks open at 8 o'clock. It seems to be that with the crowds over the last week or so, this seems to have worked. They seem to have dispersed people around all the parks. Not too crazy. That could be, again, because of the weather, because the hurricane last week could have affected the amount of people over in Walt Disney World. But it seems to be that the new fast pass days and the extra magic hours seem to have worked. Not looking too bad crowd-wise if you're heading over in September. Of course, Star Wars is now open as well. Just the one attraction which doesn't have fast passes if you want to fly Millennium Falcon. You can also go for cocktails at Ogre's Cantina. For that, you need to make a dining reservation just to make sure you get in. Same goes for building lightsabers or building a droid. There are some walk-ups, but it's best to make sure you've got your reservation sorted for that way in advance. 180 days before you go, you can do that one. Epcot Food and Wine Festival continues. That's into its first couple of weeks. Just have a look at some of the food items that I've got my eye on. There's the teriyaki chicken bun over in Japan that looks good. Also, they've got this like a frothy ramen, which is like noodles in a cup, which looks vile. Also, the Mexican chocolate bread pudding looks very good as well. We'll keep an eye on some of the other things over at Epcot Food and Wine over the next few weeks on the podcast. Live music as well. The Eat to the Beat concert series continues over the next few days. You've got singers such as Lauren Diago and Jimmy Allen. I don't know who they are, but I know September the 13th, 14th and 15th, Tiffany is going to be at Epcot, part of the Food and Wine Eat to the Beat, followed by Smash Mouth on the 16th and 17th of September. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party continues at Magic Kingdom on select nights. And also this weekend, Halloween Horror Nights starts at Universal. Now, this is like proper horror. This is real Halloween. These are the horror mazes and the scare zones. They've got Stranger Things returning. And also this year, new to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal, is the Ghostbusters Haunted House, which looks incredible. Don't forget, if you go in, tag and brag, you can check us in, tag us in your pictures at Podmagical Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Andy's top tip of the week this week, I briefly mentioned this just a couple of minutes ago, my top tip of the week this week is to avoid parks with extra magic hours. If you're staying at a Walt Disney World hotel, you get to go in parks early or stay late on select days. At the minute, it's most of the parks have got extra magic hours, but it can be on a regular day where there's only one park that's open early for hotel guests. It seems to be that park is then the busiest park of the four for the day. So if you're not staying at Walt Disney World, or maybe if you are, but you're having a bit of a lie-in, it's well worth planning to avoid the days where there is extra magic hours. Just Andy's top tip of the week this week. If you've got any top tips, of course, you can drop me a line. And don't forget as well, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, we love you to leave us a review, a 5-star review, if you don't mind, like Hattie has done, who's left us a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious 5-star review. Thanks to Hattie, who's going to be off to Orlando at the end of this month on honeymoon. She'd been 4 times before when she was little, and her husband has never been. It's his first time. So the logistics of planning are completely different. So she's been getting lots of top tips from the podcast. Thank you for your kind words, Hattie. Thank you for your 5-star review. Don't forget, if you do leave a 5-star review and we mention you on the podcast, then we've got some Most Magical Podcast on Earth stickers to get out to you. So if you've heard your name mentioned, give us a shout on one of the socials and we'll get those sent out to you. And don't forget, if you are listening, make sure you hit that subscribe button, because we have regular podcasts every Friday. But don't miss out the extra podcasts that we drop in every now and then as well. So Apple Podcasts and on Spotify, hit that subscribe button to make sure you're ready for a new podcast every Friday. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.